Good evening, dear and fellow colleague.
Yes, yes, good evening as well. Nice to meet your lovely volunteer.
Indeed, indeed. So nice and helpful of you to volunteer for our clinical trials for our new secret compound.
I'm pretty sure we've got most of the kinks worked out. Possibly.
Ah, don't worry, dear. This stuff hasn't done anything that hasn't been reversible yet. Lovely assistant, please fetch me the compound.
Of course, right away, doctor.
As far as what this compound does, I'm sure you read the pamphlet, but I'll explain again. This is a new transformative warp compound that, when applied, is meant to stimulate muscle growth, metabolism, and hormone production to increase the user's strength and muscle mass exponentially.
Basically, it makes you really buff. Here you go, doc.
Well, I suppose, yes, that's true in layman's terms, but it's a tad more complex than that. It's also meant to convert lactic acid in your muscles to oxygen to curb fatigue and—
Like we said, makes you big and strong. It's best not to sweat the details.
Ugh, fine. Yes, it makes you big and strong.
See, Doc? Best to keep things simple for our subject here.
Well, anyway, we should go ahead and begin the trials. Apply the compound, Doctor.
Yes, indeed. So, I'm going to have to rub this pretty deep into your skin.
Yes, yes, be sure to rub it in very deep. Has to be completely absorbed by the skin to have optimal effect.
Yes, yes, I got you, Doc. A few more rubs, and... there. All done. Now, we just sit back and wait for a second. The effects usually come pretty quick. You're going to feel some slight tingles in your muscles for a little bit, but not to worry, that means it's working. You can also ignore any cramping, as that's also part of the process.
Yes. Let me go ahead and start taking some notes. The subject appears fine at the moment, but I'm starting to notice some redness in the skin and sweating. That must be the formula stimulating the muscles. Yes, yes, just as planned.
I'm already noticing increasing muscle growth. Your bicep's already hard as a rock, Doc.
Yes. I do hope you appreciate your new form, dear. Right now, you look like you've been a professional weightlifter all your life. And you didn't even have to drink one of those awful protein shakes.
Growth seems to be stable and... huh? Hey, Doc, did you leave a gas valve open in here? I'm starting to hear some slight hissing.
What? I haven't used the Bunsen burner in here today, so no, it shouldn't be. Oh dear, I hope there isn't a gas leak in here. I would hate to have to evacuate mid-experiment.
Wait... it appears to be coming from the subject? Huh. Actually, for some reason, I'm losing visible definition on the muscles, but they're still getting bigger. Huh. Actually, their muscles are soft now. It feels almost like a balloon.
Oh. Oh, dear. I thought I fixed that. Well, good news and bad news. The good news is the side effect is only temporary. The bad news is the compound is converting lactic acid to oxygen too fast for your muscles and your body to absorb, and it's going to make you a tad... bloated.
Oh, no need to sugarcoat it, Doc. You're gonna turn into a parade balloon.
Ugh, fine. Yes, you're going to end up quite large, and oh my, it's speeding up. Move anything sharp away from the subject, dear, if you would.
That's a very good point, actually. Here we go, and... they knocked me over, and, oh, dear. Doctor, I seem to be pinned under their massively swelling hips now.
Oh, those are massive hips indeed. Well, this was a failure, but, a rather fun failure, at least. Let me give you a feel for, science. Oh, fascinating. Your skin has taken on rubber-like qualities. Literally like a balloon.
That's all well and good, Doctor, but I could use a little help here.
Oh, yes, quite. Give me a second. That surge of growth seems to have pinned me to the wall with their pectoral muscle.
Wonderful.
Maybe I can just wiggle out a bit. And... there we are.
Great. Now, please hurry and pull me out of here, Doctor. As wonderfully plump as our subject's hips are, I personally would rather like to see all of the fruits of our failure.
Ah, yes, of course. There we go. The griff seems to be slowing down, at least.
That's a relief. This exam room might have been a bit too small otherwise.
Oh my. So plump and taut. So smooth as well. I need to take notes.
Well. Seems this has gone from a trial to a physical. Oh well. Best to make good use of the situation while it presents itself. Now, I do hope you don't mind if we give you a more thorough examination? No? Well, in that case, just lean back and enjoy the procedure.